Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm the head of this mayhem around here, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, Jessica Moser. She's not going to be a new friend for long, folks. We found her, and she's about to learn that we're like the Hotel California around here. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave, Jessica. So I just wanted you to give you fair warning.
I'm looking forward to the next time already.
Well, we'll have one because I love your report. She's with MetLife, folks. MetLife.com. Her survey, which they do with the U.S. Chamber, is sbindex.us. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Jessica, let's get back into the question that I was asking at the end of the last break about small business owners not needing loans as much as they used to. Because, see, in every other recovery cycle, every other expansion, small business owners would be borrowing money like crazy. But the only silver lining that came out of this lost decade is if you survived, you did it by deleveraging and by improving your operations, and therefore your cash flow got better, your balance sheet got stronger, and I've been tracking this now for several years. A lot of small businesses have been able to grow in the early growth spurts of this recovery. They've been able to grow with their own resources, but they're just now running out of that, and they're starting to borrow more money. What do you think? What are you guys finding?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. And you said earlier, it's because they've weathered this drought in the last few years. And what's interesting around that is companies that are less than 10 years old, 24% of them applied. And 51% of those younger companies got the full amount that they were looking for, and almost 20% got the partial amount. In the middle, those companies that are 11 to 19 years old, two-thirds got the full amount, and the established companies, those over 20, three-quarters got the full amount of what they were looking for. So even though there's been this drought, those companies that apply, regardless of if they've just weathered their first storm or they've, been around for a long time, experience does improve, but there's a lot of reason for these businesses to get their loans. Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead. Finish up. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and they're using it to buy equipment, expand facilities, and obviously the younger ones are using it to start up or expand into new markets. But I mean, this is really core investments that they're making in their business to
upgrade
their
facilities. That's one of the internals that I liked about your research, is that very small percentage of it is what I would call desperation loans. And those desperation loans are going to increasingly be denied because bankers can see that they're eating their equity, they're borrowing for cash flow. And those banks don't like that. Bankers are not courageous people. The title of the shortest book in the world is Loan Officer Courage. And so you have to give them something they can feel courageous about, something they can feel comfortable about, and that's performance. And so if you're not performing, you're going to have a hard time. And if you don't have a performance track record, you have to take what you can get until you can build that. I've had to do that. Your parents had to do that. Jessica, you were telling me about your mother being a small business owner. She had to do that. She'd have a story to tell about this.
Yes. So 100%. Yeah. And I think an interesting point around what you're saying is that if the small business owners that rated themselves in good financial health, and that's Actually, whether they rated themselves poor or good, 20% applied. Those that rated themselves in good health, over two-thirds got the full amount they were looking for.
Right.
Only 8% of those in good health were rejected outright. And if you rated yourself in poor health, you still the stats are still encouraging. You know, almost just over a third got full, but it's a little harder. So
I've got a suggestion.
I think your point around desperation loans is right on.
I got a suggestion. Next time you do this about credit, ask them how many of them ask for a loan with a community bank and how many with a big bank. That'll be very interesting results that you'll get. Hey, Jessica, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jim. This has been wonderful.
I've enjoyed having you here. Jessica Moser, ladies and gentlemen, she's with MetLife, MetLife.com. And the survey is at sbindex.us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.